today as we are indoors inside the largest wooden dome structure in the world and the fifth largest overall dome on Earth, the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan.
And it's a fantastic venue. I've always treated us well and definitely a place to come see if you have never been here before.
Dave and I were not alone in our journey north to the Upper Peninsula, as we had our trusty guide and director of sports information with us, having driven from Livonia, Michigan, and Minnesota-based city. Doug Cole has nearly traveled every corner of this state in the past 24 hours. This is Doug's fifth year on the WLW Sports Network and second trip to call a game from the Superior Dome. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you, Clark. It's great to be here. I just want to thank Northern Michigan for their hospitality, because I would rather call a game in here than outside.
You enjoying the rest of the trip so far, Doug?
I am, and we stopped, all three of us stopped for breakfast at Dockers. It was really, really good. Can't complain at all.
I'm glad with Dining with Doug, our final segment of the season here. And we can put it on a resume that Dining with Doug has now covered two peninsulas and a restaurant in which a sitting president has eaten breakfast before. This morning we had the pleasure of eating at the world-famous Dockers in downtown Marquette, a place President Barack Obama visited back on February 10th, 2011. And Dave, as Mayor Lee always says, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and it's a good thing, as you'll be updating our social media today as the game progresses.
I think Arlene would agree with that statement as well, Clark, but I certainly will be keeping everybody up to date with our Facebook page, Twitter, with all the big plays, and all the scoring plays as well.
And we want to remind you of our potential schedule this weekend. In the event that the Decorville Eagles win their second state championship in school history today, we will be having a championship edition of the Strong Side tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. And not to be the bearer of bad news, but if things do not work out as planned, the Strong Side will return in August of 2018.
Well, for Decorville's sake, let's hope that we are on the air Sunday at 7 p.m. for one more edition of the Strong Side.
You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network. Kickoff of the 8-player state championship from Marquette, Michigan, is in 45 minutes right here on WLW Sports Network.
For over 30 years, a group of highly trained tire and car repairmen have been in battle against vehicles with mechanical problems. If you're having trouble with your motorized vehicle and you need help, call Kineth Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team.
Cars and trucks and SUVs, we fix them all, we guarantee. Tires and brakes, engine repair, K-Team will make a car go anywhere. Stop in today and get them all changed. Let the K-Team fix your car and make your day. Kineth Tire is second to none. We on the K-Team can't be outdone.
So if you need help with your vehicle, RV, camper, tractor, or ATV, whether it's tire or auto repair related, call Kineth Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team. Call 810-376-AUTO. Kineth Tire is located at 3680 Rangeline Road, Decorville, Michigan.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure, and that's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scadden in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, sure. Visit sure.org for more information, so that if someone asks you, are you sure, you can join the thousands of others and say, I am sure. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at only $399. Randy's has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster. Randy's has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
You are listening to the 8-player state championship on WLAW Sports Network. And now, we join Clark Ramsey, who is sitting down with Deckerville head coach Bill Brown and defensive coordinator Dan Brown. Clark Ramsey?
Thank you, Dave. I'm sitting down with the head coach of the Deckerville Eagles, Bill Brown, head coach for now 24 years, and also defensive coordinator and special teams coach, his brother Dan Brown. So let's get right into it. Last year, make it to the state finals, fall short to Powers North Central, lose a lot of seniors from that team. What's the difference between last year's squad and this year's?
Well, it's been a tough year for us. I think we've been tested all the season. Graduating that many seniors last year was big shoes to fill for these guys. And I'm happy with where they're at. That first 5-6 games of ours was brutal, and I don't think we played real well, and I don't think we were playing real well as a team. But after that Morris loss, it was time to either step up and try to make a run here, or we're going to be lucky to even, you know, win a round in the playoffs at that time in my mind. So I think kids got together. We got healthy, too. Now I think we're getting better every week.
And since you mentioned it, let's talk about those injuries for a second here. You've had a myriad of injuries, almost losing your entire backfield at one point.
Well, you know, start the beginning of the year, you know, we didn't have Wyatt Janowak back till game three. And it probably took him a couple, 3 games get ready to go and getting back into shape and taking that leadership role that he's had to take on. You know, we had Cole Romzik out and Cruz Ibera were out during our Kingston game, which Kingston played us tough there. And we got some plays, and some plays were made that you probably wouldn't think would happen. But and I told the kids after the game, I remember saying it in Kingston, I said, this stuff just don't happen. I mean, we scored with no time left, just on one of our base plays with from 40 yards out. Kenton Bowerman had to run the ball a boatload of times that game. He was able to score, and that stuff don't just happen. You know, there's something special going on with this group that I thought at that time. And then, you know, having two running backs out of their tailbacks, your number one, number two tailbacks out, that's pretty tough. We're able to survive that. Then we started getting a little healthier. But with Cruz got dinged up here against Morris 2 weeks ago. We're going to see how he is, but Kenton's been stepping up, and so has Cole Romzik, doing a very good job. But that offensive line of ours has been the rock this year. I mean, they've been doing it all year long, and we've been getting some good line play, especially in the second half of games. I think our offensive line is dominating.
Okay, let's take a look at your opponent today, the Central Lake Trojans, entering today at a perfect 12-0.
Wow, I mean, I'm going to speak from offensively, us looking at their defense. They got some big kids up front. Linebackers are athletic. So we really have our work cut out for us up front. But that's our advantage. You know, that's where they're good there, and so are we. So we're going to have to take advantage of maybe some of our speed versus theirs, some edge speed that we think that we may be able to get. But also we're going to have to still, you know, pound the middle like we want to. We want to run the football, you know, between the ends and be physical and do some trapping up there too. So, you know, just like any other game, it's going to be about not turning the ball over and hopefully get a chance in the fourth quarter to win that game. Just keeping it tight, being physical on offense. Defensively, I think they present a few problems. But that's up to Coach Boone, my brother. He'll take care of that, him and Coach Trohill and Coach Burns, and I'll take care of the offense, and we'll see where it gets us.
Now looking at the defensive side of things, it doesn't take much to take a look at your books and look at the stats from over the years and just the consistency, especially on the defensive side of the ball. What's your key there?
I think our system stands the test of time, meaning year after year, and our kids are executing. Last year's team, probably from an ability standpoint, allowed us a little more room for error. This year, these kids haven't had a lot of room for error. They didn't have a lot of experience, but they've, you know, done a great job. They have gap response.